you guys. It's Sunday, and we're doing another sidetrack show.
Yeah, I'm feeling like shit.
He's feeling like
shit. Sleepy as hell. We fucking went out to the club the other day. I still haven't really recovered.
Yeah, this is the first time we've actually been out. We went out Friday night. It's our friend Tom, not you, Big Tom, we call him.
Yeah, Big Tom.
Because he's like a big, really tall dude.
Yeah.
He opened a club last fall, I think, in downtown Sanford called Mannequins. It's horror themed.
Yeah.
And
we could show it to him, you know, because I have the, he was on the news. I can send you the
okay. So
he,
I can.
You could put it in there. Him happy to have his business back up and running.
Yeah, because he was only just starting to expand, like, when they were shut down and stuff like that. So, yeah, they allowed them to reopen. I think you could have, like, 50 people in one place. So we actually went downtown Sanford, and it wasn't as crowded as usual, but there were a lot of people out because it looked like a lot of other bars and restaurants had kind of opened up in a limited capacity.
He's still asking us to be his business partner, too.
Oh, he's still asking about that?
Yeah. You don't remember?
No, I can't hear in there.
Can't hear?
It's like
his wife,
it's so loud in there.
No, his wife came and said some stuff to me. I can say it online, but it was good. You know, he's like, he's so happy that you're here, and you know, he needs you guys, you know, to fucking help him out. But we already do some work with him
I made the posters and stuff like that. Yeah, like when he opened and whatnot.
Yeah. We got connections with bands and shit like that.
We gave him some decor tips
before
he opened.
Which he took. And
actually, we hadn't
expanded.
Been for a while, and it looked like a lot
came
better.
In there, and I was just like, I told Miriam, I was like, man, he followed all my fucking advice. And
it really does look nice in there.
Like, yeah, it looked good. It looked fucking cool.
And they got a good crowd, like I said. Yeah. It's like, you know, even though you can only have 50 people, but it's like, you know, they had some good shit. They had played good fucking music. They all
wasn't
dark
sure.
wave and goth all night. It was nice.
I wasn't sure if that area was going to kind of like, you know, accept that fucking bar. But they did. It's fucking very popular.
Yeah,
because
downtown Sanford is a lot. I mean, downtown Orlando is different. That's kind of like really diverse, and there's a lot more stuff going on down there. But downtown Sanford is very yuppie and bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they've been behaving themselves. They don't come in there. Tom's a fucking big old black dude. He's not going to take any fucking shit from them dudes coming in.
Yeah, he'll just
they
knock,
don't
he'll
fuck
knock
around
you
in there. That
he's
dude,
like the nicest dude
yeah,
ever. But
nice, but you don't know.
Yeah.
If you don't know him.
Because he does look very intimidating.
And he can fight. And he's got big sons.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got big
sons. Because him and his wife run it. And he's got like a couple grown sons.
So,
that,
you know, the place is well guarded. You know. And they don't act up in there, which, you know, they go downtown, they act up at fucking Ibar.
Oh, yeah.
On the goth nights.
Big time.
Yeah, they do. They're like, you know, they get thrown out a lot. Or they used to. It had been a while. Been a while since I've seen them in there.
Yeah. They'll come up and, like, you
just
know.
Just fucking with people and
fucking
shit.
With people, making fun of people. Getting,
yeah.
Which, I, you know, it seems like, I can't believe people are still doing that shit nowadays, but it's like, whatever, I guess.
Some people never grow up.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was nice to get out and see some people we hadn't seen for months and months and drink a great deal and have a good time, dance to some good shit. So let's see. I wanted to... Okay, so we recorded the next episode, episode 199. We recorded on Friday night, so I didn't get a chance to shout out some people that had done, like, that had joined Patreon or sent me stuff, like, subsequently, so I wanted to shout them out on here. And I'll probably shout them on the next episode, too, which probably will be a live stream. So look out. Sometime this week, we'll probably do, like, a test live stream. Maybe, I don't know, like, Tuesday evening or Wednesday evening or something like that. We'll figure out. I can see if it is going to work out.
Yeah, well, there's a thing where you can announce that it's coming on live and shit like that. Maybe we'll do a little short one.
Yeah, just because I definitely want a dry run, like, before.
Right.
Because for episode 200, we probably will do a live stream. And I think, like I said, aren't we going
to
do, like, Illuminati and all that kind
of...
Illuminati
do, right?
And reptilians
okay.
and all that. See, all those stupid conspiracy theory type things. You know, that kind of sounded like fun. Because that's something that I've had on the list for, like, a really long time and that a bunch of people have requested.
Yeah.
And if it's a live stream, we'll probably go wildly off topic anyway. So probably won't even matter. But yeah, so I definitely wanted to give a big thank you to our newest patron, whose name is Austin. So thank you very much and welcome. Also, Dominic, who sends us quite a bit of movies, he just sent me this movie. I think we got it on Friday. Right here. Texas Chainsaw Massacre Steelbook. edition.
That's the nice one.
I am very excited about this. I didn't even have this. I don't even think I have this on DVD or anything like that. So this has got like all the cool shit with all the commentaries and all this kind of stuff.
Extras.
Yeah, I'm like super excited about this because I love this fucking movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I definitely wanted to say thanks about that. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So like I said, we'll probably do, I'm going to put up another matinee tomorrow, which we've already recorded. I don't know. We really need to like watch some more new movies, I guess. Although I got all sucked into Hell's Kitchen season 18, which I didn't even know. Cause like we had been watching it like years and years ago. And so the DVR is still programmed to like record anything with Gordon Ramsay on it.
Yeah.
But we never watch the TV or we never like look at the recording. So I kind of forgot about it. So we were like on there last night. I was like, holy crap, there's a whole fucking, there's a whole 15 episodes of like Hell's Kitchen on there that I haven't seen. So I started binging it last night and I forgot how much I missed old Gordon screaming at everybody's face.
He's got a new one coming out. I want to see. What was it called again?
Uncharted, I think. Yeah. I think that starts today or I don't know. I don't remember when it starts, but we have that like hooked up to it. You know what I mean? So, man, I fucking love Gordon. Yeah. And the, this one, this season of Hell's Kitchen was like the, it was the one where at first it was like the rookies versus the veterans. Like they had like some runners up and shit like that from the past shows that were lost. They came back and were doing like a bunch of new ones. And it seems fun so far. But I still wish that they would, because we were thinking about Kitchen Nightmares, because I always really like Kitchen Nightmares, but we like the British version better than the American version.
Yeah.
Because of, the American version's a little over the top, which it's Hell's Kitchen is too, but it's like, it's just kind of funny.
The edit on the American one's fucking, it's fucking American. Very generic American, which is fucking fast-paced, fake shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, and it's like they always, and you know, one thing that,
hangers
yeah,
and shit,
that's like one thing that like drives me crazy. Yeah. It's like, and they should know, I mean, nowadays.
Everybody knows those tricks.
Well, and nowadays too, this now everybody DVR stuff and binges stuff. It's like, you don't need to like spend the first 2 minutes after you come back from a commercial recapping stuff because people are not watching the commercials.
Right.
So it's like, you don't need to recap something that happened like 20 seconds ago. Like, I, you know, I can remember shit that far.
The British ones were better. They weren't formulaic. Each fucking episode had its own tone, depending on what the
They were a lot longer, too. Because they have less ads in the UK, that's why.
And you see Gordon, he'd just shoot the shit, you know what I mean, sometimes. And, you know, it was just more of a natural feeling.
He wasn't always like a rage monster.
Yeah.
Because what I've heard is that, I mean, people that have worked with him and stuff like that, they're like, a lot of that, they're like, yeah, he can get, like, pretty shirty, like, if you get on his bad side or whatever. But they're like, most of that is like a persona.
Yeah.
You know, because it gets ratings, because everybody loves seeing Gordon, like, yelling at people.
Yeah.
And saying how everything is shambolic and calling calling everyone doolally and all that.
Look, what he's doing is actually very military.
Yeah.
That's the way a lot of military leadership is. And the kitchens he came out of, okay, were kind of like elite kitchens. And it was a bunch of fucking egotistical dudes on their A game, and it was constant. It has been described as he came from a kitchen that was like made up of like the SAS of fucking cooks. So they just demanded excellence and they drove the shit out of each other, you know, and you come out hardened like that, you know, and demanding excellence, which that works. And chances are the cooks probably had, some of them had military backgrounds, and that's why they instilled that culture in that fucking kitchen.
Yeah.
In that time, you know, dicks, you know. But if it was easy, then you wouldn't want to be there. You're there for the challenge of, of the excellence. It's a basically a tough man competition. It just happens just happens to be cooks.
Yeah.
You know, and they just fucking drive the shit out of each other.
There definitely is a whole culture around
those
kind of like elite chefs and everything like that.
But, you know, I've always, you know, watching Gordon Ramsay for years, you know, fucking with a military background of the infantry, the old school infantry that I came out of, I instantly understood it. I wouldn't get like fucking pissed off or, it's not, what's a good way? It's not personal. That's just how that is.
Yeah.
You fucked up and you're going
to
pay.
Yeah, he's just trying to get, and the thing about him too is that even though he's kind of known for like screaming at everyone, which he does do like when they fuck up, But he's also, like, very supportive, and he's also, like, when you're doing something good, he tells you you're doing something good. So it's not all just, like, abuse all the time.
Yeah, if you see fucking Lee Ermey in Full Metal Jacket fucking yelling at fucking the Marine recruits and shit, that's accurate. That's the way it was when I was in. And we loved it. We loved it. You know what I mean? Well, the week didn't like it, but they were gone in the first week and a half. They can't take it. But that's part of the test.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of anybody that didn't want to be there. You know?
So yeah.
They just fucking yell at you and shit, you know, and fucking drive you crazy and say crazy shit to you. But you know what I mean? But if you let it affect you, then you're weak. That's part of the tough man competition.
Yeah.
Is to be stoic, you know, and to deal with punishment. The concept of some kids don't come out of a family where punishment was a concept. So, you know, they're not used to having negative fucking results for poor performance. Well, not in a good military or not in a good kitchen. You fuck up, you're going to be punished.
Yeah.
You know? That's how humans learn, you know?
Well, the thing about it is...
Behavior modification doesn't work fucking in a kitchen or in a military.
Well, because it's a similar kind of like...
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have people working as a team. Everything has to be coordinated.
Everything,
you know, there's a lot of like strict safety protocols and all that other kind of stuff. It's a dangerous environment.
And it's fucking a bunch of guys working together as a team. If one guy fails, then the entire fucking team fails because it's five guys trying to make one dish.
Yeah.
If the fucking potatoes are wrong, then the whole fucking dish
is fucked up. Then they have to start all over.
So everyone, you can't just tell somebody to do something that you can't do. You know what I'm talking about? You're telling people or asking people to do what you can do to a high standards. Like, for instance, anything a drill sergeant or anything a fucking NCO tells you to do, he has done or can do.
Yeah.
So you never ask a subordinate to do something that you're not willing to do or unable to do. It just doesn't work that way. Because when you have a culture like that, the machine starts breaking down. It just does. Although it doesn't apply to the fucking general staff officer. You know, we're talking about at a combat level inside of a fucking company. Those guys all have to meet a certain physical requirement and mental requirement.
I was the one woman that I laughed about the most. She was one of the veterans. I can't remember what season she was on initially. Her name was Jen. And she was actually, I'm not entirely sure like why they... brought her back. She was one of the weaker cooks, I think, on the earlier. I think she works for like, she's like a private chef or whatever. And so a lot of times she kind of didn't know what she was doing, but I'm kind of glad they had her on the show for a little while. She's been kicked off now, but because she just like the shit she would say was just so fucking funny, man.
Yeah.
Like what was she saying about, I suppose the shit about something about like
booty picking nubs
or something like that.
Yeah.
Touching my stuff with your booty picking nubs or something. It was something
was all
like
kinds
that.
Of shit.
And stuff like, you know, kiss my whole entire ass. You know what I mean? And then she just got in this big fight with like Gordon Ramsay because she said that he had sabotaged her because I guess she was doing the garnishes and like she brought some stuff over in a pan and she accused him of like taking that pan and like hiding it or like sticking it out of there and then like yelling at her for not.
Yeah.
So yeah, she got in like this big fucking conf. So he just like was just like, fuck off!
Yeah.
As
he
usually does.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Fuck off. Fuck off. I love it. I love it. Fucking Gordon. Yeah, so I gotta watch the rest of that. Like I said, maybe tonight we'll watch a new movie and then I'll watch some more of that. Because the next one, I laughed because, you know, they do the cliffhanger then it's like, on the next episode, blah, blah, blah. And so on the next episode, they're doing a very special episode. I'm like, oh my God, is someone gonna get AIDS or die or something like that? It's like back in the 80s with those fucking... with those fucking sitcoms, they'd always have that very special episode where somebody died or somebody was like had a drug overdose or some shit like that. Or there was like child molestation. Or
damn.
There was. It's like some of them were like that. Wasn't there one? And like every single fucking sitcom, no matter how silly, there's like Punky Brewster had one. It's like Family Ties. All that. They always had some kind of like somebody was an alcoholic or some shit like that.
Remember fucking Three's Company?
Yeah.
That's what they, I think they had one special one where the Jack was going to come out as being straight. Like that was going to be a special.
Yeah, wasn't that a
thing?
They
all thought he was gay, but he was going
to
come out
as being
straight.
Well, he had to tell them that he was gay because back in the 70s, I guess you weren't allowed to live with two women.
Yeah, you weren't able to room with them.
Yeah. Or like
the landlord wouldn't allow
it. Yeah, it wasn't like illegal, but the, landlord was like was a stick in the mud and wouldn't allow it. So he had to pretend that he was gay so he could live with. In case you're a kid, you don't remember that fucking show.
That shit is totally relevant now.
I know. He had to pretend he was gay so he could live with these two girls.
We grew up listening to fucking laugh tracks on those fucking things. Remember those, they would try to make anything funny by putting a fucking laugh track on it.
Yeah.
You go back in time and watch that shit. That shit is just fucking totally unacceptable for fucking viewers. You know, you love watching. God damn. This shit's terrible.
It's painful.
None of that shit fucking aged.
No, it really didn't. Well. It really didn't. I mean,
it was just garbage.
Yeah.
Garbage writing and just garbage.
A lot of it was. I mean, you know, there's still like kind of a few good sitcoms, I guess, from the 70s, but most of them really did not age very well.
Sanford and Son were pretty good.
Yeah. My grandparents loved that shit.
Fucking.
Do you know that's based on a British show, Steptoe and Son? Yeah. Because I've seen that one too.
All in the Family.
Yeah.
And that was one with Archie Bunker in it. Yeah. Right? Yeah. All in the Family. That was a good one.
My grandpa was just like Archie Bunker. I think that's why he liked that. I'm like, well, the show's kind of making fun of him, but okay.
He won those sometimes. It depended on the argument.
Yeah.
Depending on what it was.
But yeah,
it was between Archie and Meathead.
I'm gonna start calling you Meathead.
Meathead.
I don't even remember what his character's real name was, because he just kept
calling. Was it Walt? Walton? No.
No. Man, what the dude? What the hell was that dude? All I can remember is Meathead. I can't remember what his actual name was.
That was back when Sally Struthers was cute.
Yeah.
She ended up getting huge.
Yeah, that's right.
She got really fat. But when she was young, she was super cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot all about her.
Yeah, Sally Struthers.
What was that? One of those, didn't she do those fucking infomercials later on?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't remember what they were for, though. I'm losing my memory.
It doesn't matter.
It was old.
Some kind of insurance or some shit like that, wasn't it?
No. Fuck, man.
I remember what it was for starving children, wasn't it?
Yeah. Starving children. Yeah, because I remember a lot of comedians were like making fun of her because they're like
she's eating all the damn
food. She's eating all the food they're sending the starving children.
Yeah, starving children in Africa, and she's just getting fatter.
It's terrible.
That's what it was. Remember that shit?
I don't remember what comedian made that show, but I do remember that was.
It was obvious to me back then.
Well, that was like more than one comedian might have made that joke. Now
everybody noticed it. I remember this kid was just she's getting fatter and fatter.
Yeah, like the
kids are getting skinnier and skinnier.
I know. It's like maybe they should have
sent her down there.
Well, they should have thought of the optics of that before they hired.
Sent her ass out to some cannibal tribe that feeds for a fucking week.
No, didn't she also do like some kind of weird correspondence school or something? Because didn't she have that line? She's like, do you want to make more money?
Yeah.
Sure, we all do.
Well, what happened was,
like those like classes.
Let's be honest, man. This is old cat. That was old school Hollywood out in California. And she was a C-lister to begin with. Okay. And when she gained weight, she was recognizable, but she didn't want to put her on movies or fucking, sitcoms. So what do? You have to be, you do commercials. That's like D-list.
Yeah, you got to make money somehow.
So she just made a bunch of fucking commercials, Fucking Sally Struthers. She was cute, though, when she was young.
Yeah, it's like, it's crazy how much. Well, it's just, it's kind of like, who the hell else am I thinking of? Kirstie Alley. She was so thin on Cheers, and then she like really ballooned out later on.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, shit, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
That someone I mean, they must have really not been eating when they were young, and then like they just... After they hit 30 or 40, they were just like, fuck it. I'm having that dozen donuts, goddammit.
You see them in the movies, and you don't really know who they are, so you just kind of imagine the way those people really are. Like, who would have known that fucking Princess Leia was fucking shooting up heroin, snorting lots of fucking coke and shit?
Yeah, right. You never really think about it.
No, but she was fucking totally into drugs.
Yeah.
And it's hard to believe that fucking Carrie Fisher was just fucking laid up with a needle in her arm most of the time.
Or drunk the rest of the time.
Off her ass. Yeah. I think she also had. I think she was slightly schizophrenic, wasn't she?
Yeah, she had various mental issues. Like she was actually pretty
bipolar
open.
Bipolar.
She
or
was.
Something?
Yeah, I think she. I think she had bipolar disorder. She was like very open. She wrote like several books about it, like later on, and so she was actually pretty open about it.
Yeah, but just seeing her in the movies, you would never cross your mind that she had a drug problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really weird because. In a way, it's almost kind of like a testament to some of how good their acting is, because it's like they can, later on you find out, oh, they showed up on set and they were totally fucked up, or they're totally, but you didn't notice, like in the movie. I'm like, well, there's a good actor right there. Because, man, I've gone to work hungover before, and I'm sure everybody noticed. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, more power to him. All right, so is that all you wanted to talk about? Are you going to go take a nap?
I got to take an old man nap.
He's going to take his old man. It's okay. It's Sunday.
Take my old man nap.
You can take a nap if you want to. We just ate some chicken korma, too, that he made, that was actually really delicious. So that's probably, you just lay down and let that digest, man. All right, so we'll talk to you guys again.